This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. It's somebody's birthday today. Somebody special. Somebody who has great meaning in my life.
That's right, Simon. It's Tom Jones's birthday today.
I don't like Tom Jones.
He has great meaning in your life, though.
Yeah, only because he keeps stealing my knickers.
He's not a laundry service. Loads of people confuse Tom Jones with a laundry service. That's why they chuck their knickers at him.
Yeah.
But he is 70 today.
Is he really? Someone else's birthday as well today. Someone elegant. Someone acute.
Acute?
Yeah.
Like a disease?
Yeah.
Nice.
Or a triangle.
Basically what you're trying to say is happy birthday, Izzy, aren't you?
No, actually, it's the podcast's birthday today. It's 2 years old. Yay, we're two. Happy birthday.
The podcast isn't someone.
Yeah, but it's still its birthday, which is quite important. It's 2 years old today.
2 years. What have we done in the last 2 years?
Nothing.
We got older.
It is also your birthday, I suppose.
It is kind of my birthday today.
Well, it is exactly your birthday. It's not kind of your birthday. It's exactly your birthday.
I'm having cake for breakfast and sambucas.
Ugh.
No, I'm not really.
I don't think I've ever had sambuca, but it sounds disgusting.
It's not nice, actually. It's really not. And it costs a lot. And people make me drink it.
Does it taste like white spirit?
No, it tastes aniseed-y, I think. I think sambuca's the
you
aniseed-y.
Think?
I can't remember. The only time I drink these things is when I'm drunk, and then you just kept like that. I quite like tequila,
right?
As a taste, it's nice, and I quite like ice cream.
I like ice cream, but I don't like tequila.
Doesn't it make you happy?
No, I hate alcohol and everything it stands for, because it does stand for quite a lot of things. I've seen it stand for Parliament. I've seen it stand up against a tank. Did you know legally you're not allowed to serve someone in a pub if they're drunk?
That means I know a lot of people who break the law.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? The police, this is true. It's in the paper the other day. I do read the paper sometimes.
Yeah.
The police got 8 actors and like threw a load of whiskey at them.
So they got them actually drunk?
No. They threw it at them, not into them. They threw it at them so they smelt drunk. And these actors had to go in and act drunk and order drinks from the pubs that they went into.
Smelling of pub.
Smelling of pub, as you say. And they all got served. And the police said that was naughty.
See, I read a thing about doctors doing it. So doctors try and assess how drunk you are and try and get you to drink less alcohol. You're still allowed to drink. It's not like we're lizards. But you're not allowed to drink things which make you drunk. Or the doctor will say, don't drink things that make you drunk, because it's not that good for you.
Surely you'd have to be pretty drunk to go to the GPs to try and get another pint.
Unless you're Christopher Lee, who goes after the blood.
That's a real non sequitur, I don't understand.
Another pint, you didn't specify.
Right.
A liquid.
So you went from a pint of blood to Hancock, and then from Hancock and a pint of blood to Christopher Lee.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, that one episode of Hancock's half hour, you're very lucky that I get that reference. I don't think our readers would, and I didn't use that reference in my analogy.
Okay.
So I think what you're doing is you're trying to simplify by confusing. And that, Simon, is why we've been doing this for 2 years and still haven't got any sponsorship.
Did you get a newspaper?
I did. I got the Mirror.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I just sort of thought I wanted to do the Mirror. Simon always does the Mirror because he hates Piers Morgan. And I want to do the Mirror. Simon
Piers Morgan
got...
isn't in the Mirror.
Oh, no, he used to be in the Mirror. And then he got the sack from the Mirror.
That's right.
Yes. What's Piers Morgan in?
The Mail.
The Mail.
Yeah. I got the People.
Oh, dear.
Do you know why I got the People?
Cheap?
It wasn't cheap, not for what it is, no. It comes with a free England cape.
Wow.
So I can be England man.
Ingman.
Ingman. John Ingman.
You are a silly Ingman. No, a f***ing man.
And also because of the headline, so fat I nearly drowned a dolphin. Time to cut out and keep the best things that are in our newspaper this week. But I thought I would sing you happy birthday. But then I remembered that it's really expensive to pay for the rights for the song Happy Birthday. So I can't sing you happy birthday. So, tough.
That's not nice.
It's not my fault that Paul McCartney owns it.
Does he own it? Is it him who owns it?
I think so. He certainly used to. Whether or not he still does.
He probably sold it. He swapped it for like an extra leg for his wife.
Or he swapped it for an Xbox.
No, not an Xbox. PS3.
Or Scalextrics.
Scalextrics.
Have you seen Scalextrics recently?
I kind of think sometimes that it'd be worse. Because, you know, I squirrel a bit of money away. I have an ISA. I feel really grown up. And right. Not just because it's my birthday. I have an ISA. And sometimes I just want to go, sod it. I don't need to save and be responsible like that. What I should do is just blow it all on Scalextrics and just set up a massive Scalextrics track around my house.
If you'd seen Scalextrics recently, you would just do that now. They don't run on tracks anymore. They can overtake each other. You can get up behind someone and press the overtake button and it'll swing out round it.
What?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. That's not Scalextrics then, if it doesn't run on tracks. That's the whole point, is a train set with racing cars.
Yeah, I know, but you build the track
and
the car can go anywhere on that track. So it will stay on its line, but if you get up behind someone, you can do an overtake manoeuvre.
What?
How cool is that?
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Scalextrics for me as a kid was putting it between the legs of the table, ideally, because I had a figure of eight one.
Yeah.
Right? I was really cool. So you'd put it around the legs of the table and then spend the next 2 hours of your life trying to get the little furry bit that made contact with the metal nice and straight, because it never worked.
And then the minute it crashed off the banking of the figure of eight, it would go into the carpet and you'd have to spend another 2 hours getting the fluff off it.
Yeah, exactly. It was brilliant.
Yeah, so that's what's in my paper. What's in yours?
Hang on. Stop trying to confuse me. See, normally, readers, we record Sunday Supplement on Sunday evening after we've got the paper fresh in our heads, and not on Monday morning. But unfortunately, yesterday, I was in Brighton. I had a gig at the Comedia, and I didn't get back till late, and now I'm a bit discombobulated with the whole world. So Simon is going to try and run tricks around me, and it's up to you, dear readers, to defend my honour. Now, I got the mirror, and it's not good.
Sorry, I'm just going to make a note of the "it's not good." Just quote that. "It's not good." Izzy Lawrence.
It's better than the people, though.
Damn. I've
got a picture on the front of Kerry Katona, and she's been strung up from the ceiling in a very unflattering silvery dress, and she has slightly bent angel wings. And Kerry Katona is quite an interesting character because she is in the public eye because she does those adverts and her mum's doing that loose women thing. But what's quite interesting about her is that she does suffer from a debilitating mental illness. She's got bipolar disorder. And so they've decided to celebrate this because they've decided she's gone from sinner to saint. Yeah. And so what they've done is they tied her up to the ceiling and taken photographs of her.
Right.
As not even a nice angel, as a sort of slightly scary angel.
Does she look like a contestant out of Hole in the Wall?
A little bit.
Right.
That's the sort of garb they've got her in, except with bent angel wings behind her.
And that's what you're cutting out and keeping, is it?
No, I've got the World Cup special.
Oh,
and
God.
I know.
You told me off last time I had one of them.
I know, but
you can't say that it's the best thing in your paper.
I think, though, that what's nice why I'm going to do this is because are you ready to play a game of top wags? So they've done top trumps, a bit like your bottom trump, Simon.
Ugh.
And they've got four things. So we've got Victoria Beckham, Abby Clancy, Sarah Brandner. I don't know who these people are. I've heard of Victoria Beckham, and they've got a picture of Skeletor on the by her. She's the only one in pants and nothing else. Oh, no, Abby Clancy is in pants and nothing else as
okay.
well.
Okay, and what are the skills?
The skills are career, glamour, sexiness, and other half.
I'm really not interested.
I know. So let's have a look at Alice Bregoli. She's 27, right?
Yeah.
And her career is 7 out of 10. She's so good at modelling, even hit the catwalk when pregnant. Nice.
Right.
Other half, 5 out of 10. Not bad. Not great.
Oh, so they're not even judging them on their footballing skills. They're judging their other halves on looks.
Yep. Colleen Rooney.
I don't care. Stop it.
Her other half only gets 1 out of 10. The complete opposite of Mr. Beckham. Wayne looks like a troll. It's really good journalism, Simon, in the mirror.
I've got a fun quiz.
Go on then.
Which extraterrestrial became a star of the movie screens in 1982?
E.T.?
Yeah. Michael J. Fox played Marty McFly in which science fiction trilogy?
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3, hence trilogy.
Which popular computer game featuring a little yellow man
who eats ghosts appeared in the 80s.
Pac-Man.
There you go, that's what I'm cutting out and keeping.
Not Pax-Man, although he did appear in the 80s and he did eat people, but not ghosts, just touring.
Pax-Man did not appear in the 80s, nor did he eat people.
He did, wasn't he?
You're confusing him with Robin Day.
Oh. No, Pax-Man gets lost in mazes in the BBC and he goes around like, and then the music changes and then he runs away.
Yeah, at Television Centre, around the Newsnight offices, there's just a trail of corn.
Yes, and Eamon Holmes at ITV does a similar thing, except he dresses up in dungarees and stamps on mushrooms.
It's time to play Article or Farcical then. And do you know what? I don't think you've got a headline that's any better than So Fat I Nearly Drowned a Dolphin.
I don't think I do either. I think that's excellent.
So you should put that in your list. I'll know that it's not real.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like it's real, but it's not in the mirror. So that's like Christopher Lee's reflection.
Yeah, or Angel.
Or Angel, indeed.
Not f***ing any of the vampires in True Bloody Crappy Blood.
Or Kate Beckinsale in that other one with the lichens. She battles, like, moss. It's like the vampires against the lichens.
Funny. If I was Kate Beckinsale, I would insist that I had a reflection so that I could look at it all day.
She is very pretty.
Yes. So, what is the articles and what is the farcicals?
Well, this is what paper? You and the readers have to decide, Simon.
No! Why can't you just tell me? It would be a lot quicker.
I'm going to read out three articles from this week's...
Go on, you know what it's called. Come on.
Mirror.
There you go.
It's the Mirror, right? And one article, which I've just made up off the top of my head and spewed out.
Is it going to be as easy as last week's?
No, because you did last week's.
That's what I'm saying. You found last week's very easy, somehow.
Somehow, because you referenced a sleepy cock.
Yeah.
If I remember. Or a gaping cock, actually, because somebody wrote in and pointed out that yawning can also mean just open, which is even worse. Anyway, the first article this very day is... On the Yummy.
On the Yummy?
Yes.
I don't understand the pun.
On the Yummy, because it's yummy mummy. So on the money.
Ah, right, okay.
Hey, see?
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Article number two. Barbecue, sausages, sausages, sausages. It's not even barbecue, it's BBQ.
I hate you so much. Perhaps you want to explain this?
Simon can't say the word sausages without laughing.
Why?
You barely hear the word sausages. Because I worked out how to trigger a reaction in Simon.
It's Pavlovian, isn't it? You somehow managed to program me to laugh every time I say or hear the word sausages. And it's not fair. I hate it.
Yes.
Number three?
Number three. My girl's mum's a sex pest.
Right, that's a pleasant story.
I couldn't work out what that meant.
So his wife, for instance... So his mother-in-law, it would be.
Yeah, but it's not the mother-in-law, it's his girl's mum. It's just really interesting phrasing. And it's finally...
badly written, is what you're saying.
Is this an article or is it a farcical? Barrymore revealed.
Barrymore revealed. And what's he revealed?
I read the article. I quite like the idea of Barrymore standing very po-faced with his codger out.
No. Stop it. So I've got to choose between On the Yummy...
Yep.
Barbecue... thing.
What? Barbecue what? Sign.
Sausages, sausages, sausages.
Well done.
My girl's mum is a sex pest and Barrymore revealed.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I want to say this.
You want to
say the
what?
Barbecue one.
Why is that?
Because I just thought you might be teasing me because I'm a Pavlov's dog somehow. But I'm going to say On the Yummy.
You say On the Yummy's the one.
On the Yummy's the one.
Well, first of all, can I just say you're completely correct in thinking that My Girl's Mum is indeed an article. Barrymore Revealed is indeed an article.
Yeah.
And you should be aware, I'm just really cruel because On the Yummy is an article and BBQ, sausages, 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 is a farcical. So Izzy wins and you've made her happy on her birthday by saying the word sausages. Simon, say sausages.
I can't.
Go on, have a go.
Right. Sausages.
Yay!
It's the randomizer, Skyzer, and it's got two candles in it and we're going to set light to them and eat it. because we'll pretend that this is a cake.
Oh, can I blow it out? Can I blow it up? Can I blow it?
Stop saying blow as though it means oral sex.
Okay. Can I oral sex the cake? Can I oral sex the candles on my birthday cake?
If you want. But you have to film it and put it on YouTube.
Can I oral pleasure it out?
It's not Pulp Fiction.
It is Pulp Fiction.
You're not being eaten out by Bruce Willis.
Oh, that'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't. He'd be rubbish at that.
I'd have to kiss it afterwards. No, he wouldn't. It'd be lovely. I think oral sex got a lot to do with accents, and I think Americans must be very good.
To do with accents?
Yeah.
You don't talk to it, do you?
No, but it's all about muscles in the mouth and what you do with your tongue. So I think if you're Scottish, it'll be quite aggressive.
It would be battered.
And if you're Welsh...
It would be leaky.
Yes. And if you're American, because they sound like they're vomiting when they speak anyway, so it would be very, very giving. I think Americans.
Right.
They'll be like, "What can I?" Oh, I'm not allowed to do an accent, so I won't.
Oh, you lost the art. You lost the section. No,
I didn't. I stopped it.
You clearly did.
All I did was go "wah," and if going "wah" is some sort of accent, only if you're a dolphin.
Shall we move on? You can choose between "take it easy" or "take it easy."
Take it easy, please.
And you can choose between page 1 and page 29.
I'll go for page 3, please.
Ooh, boobs.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
This is the contents page.
What's in your wonderful paper?
There's a picture of a cat doing a crossword.
Nice, that's always good.
It's a cat sat next to a crossword looking at the camera with a look of pure hatred in its eyes.
That's how the way cats look, though.
Exactly. There's a picture of a cat in a sink.
Going, can I has crossword?
Essentially, the cat is asleep in the sink. And then there's a picture of a dog helping someone water the lawn with a hosepipe. Now, that just proves to me that dogs are stupid and cats are great.
You see, just to talk our readers through the wonder that is the people, they get their readers, which is primarily grannies who have picked up the only thing that they can look at without too many breasts in from their grandsons, and they bring them a hug at the weekend. And then they send in pictures of pet porn.
Yeah.
Which they splatter all over the contents page.
They actually do splash it.
And usually it's either children or cats or dogs and very little else.
There's a duck, but there's also this. There's a picture of a sign that says "Secret Garden, Entrance Through Hotel," and then a hand pointing the way to go. And then underneath it says, "This sign amuses me every time I see it outside the Tudor House Hotel in Tewkesbury." The garden is not exactly the best kept secret.
Oh, I see. I thought she was talking about, like, Lady Garden.
No, it's not a secret lady garden.
Secret lady garden. Imagine having another lady garden, more than one. It'd be amazing.
Do you mean a garden full of ladies, or do you mean pubic bush?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
What can I choose?
Well, considering you gave me a huge choice, celebs or celebs?
Celebs, please.
Okay. And you got between page 1 and 62.
Page 14.
14. 11. Ooh. 14. World Cup Totty, sexy stars we'd like to score with.
God's sake.
Yeah, it's all about sexualizing athletes. And number one, isn't that pretty looking at him? They've got a really bad picture of him if he is that pretty. Is Robin van Persie. He's 26 and plays for Arsenal.
Right.
Not only do they record his nationality, his best bits, they also record his earnings and his love life.
Oh, God.
Exactly. So you're really rating everything that's important about your fellow human beings, their best bits, earnings, and love life. So, good. I hate people.
It's time to flop out the old humdongers, measure them up for size, and see who comes in most flaccid. I've got Eamon Holmes, talking of floppy and flaccid.
Is he stamping on mushrooms?
No, he's talking about iPads.
You see, he's not going to like iPads because he's not available on them.
Another must-have gadget from Apple has hit the stores, the iPad. Along with the American firm's iPhone, iPod and iTouch, it will no doubt bring headaches to many parents who will now fear hearing those dreaded words from their children. I want. And knowing, as always, in the end, it will be a case of I pay.
I think he's using the word I there.
Yeah.
Do you know what the best Apple product ever is?
Granny Smith? Pink no. Lady?
No. The II.
The II.
Yeah. And it's really ugly, unlike most Apple products. He's got like a bat-like face and lives in Sri Lanka. It's amazing.
Are you suggesting Apple have made an actual living creature?
Yeah, it's the AI.
No.
And also they invented the phrase AI Captain, which was used by Scotty in Star Trek. And that's where that phrase comes from. Everybody thinks, oh, it's AI Captain because he's referencing pirates. But by the time Star Trek happened, there weren't any pirates anymore. Not like in the olden days with the R and Shiv.
There are
and
so many things wrong with what you're saying.
So,
first of all, Star Trek was made before Apple existed.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it's in the future, Simon. It's the whole future.
I bet Scotty never actually said aye aye, Captain.
I think he did.
And you're talking crap.
I am not.
Which is good because we're doing the crap section. So what have you got?
I've got Get Wagtastic Lashes.
Oh, God's sake. Is it a World Cup special or something?
It is a World Cup special.
And what is a wagtastic lash?
What's really sort of like annoying is the lash isn't whipping or anything like that. It's actually about mascara. And it's a double page spread just on mascara. And it shows pictures of people I don't know.
So essentially, they've done their normal mascara spread and then just put pictures of wags on it.
They try and really make it exciting. So it's like they have the name of the product, like Twist and Customize, right? And then it has the buzz, which you don't want anything buzzing around your eyes.
A vibrating mascara?
No, I haven't seen a vibrating mascara before. But I have seen those things like Neutrogena or something. They've got this little vibrating face exfoliator, which is targeted at teenage girls.
Are they phallic in shape?
No, they're not phallic in shape, but they're right for the outside stimulation.
So it is a dildo for cowards?
It is basically a dildo. And it's also got two speed settings, because that's what you need when you exfoliate your face. Two speeds. Anyway, I've also got the new Super Fakes, which includes Feathers, Natural, Cat's Eyes, Festival, Jurassic and Double Lash.
Jurassic? Hang on. Is that made of dinosaurs?
Not Jurassic. I never said Jurassic.
What did you say?
I said Feathers, Natural, Cat's Eyes, Festival, Dramatic and Double Lash. So not Jurassic. That'd be weird. I don't think that T-Rexes had big, doughy eyes.
Also, they wouldn't have been able to actually do the mascara, would they? Because of their little arms.
They could have helped, you know, their partner do the mascara. They could have been makeup artists. That does explain their tiny little arms, because that would be perfect for carrying a makeup bag.
Tyrannosaurus. Yes. The Rex Factor. It's the makeup of Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
I would buy that. And I think so would Sharon Osbourne.
I don't understand.
I was trying to think of someone who looked a bit like a T-Rex.
Why didn't you just say T-Rex?
Because they're a band and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. So, who wins the worst bits? Is it Eamon Holmes or Wags?
I think it's Wags, to be honest. Ugh. Stretch appeal.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And to be honest, we need to replace the word superior with the word inferior. Because they have both been rubbish, haven't they?
They have a little bit, yeah.
Not a little bit, a lot.
A lot'll bit.
A lot'll bit.
A tickle bit.
So
a skittle bit, stickleback, minnows, crayfish.
Stop
well.
Just naming things
and
that come into your head.
Tupperware.
You could write a supplement just by standing in the street and shouting out the first words that come into your head, and then someone could be taking notes and they could go off and write an article on each of the things you just shouted, and there would be a supplement, and you could call it Izzy.
Yeah.
So. I think mine was worse.
Okay, I win then. Whee!
No! I'm going to quote back to you. It's not good. I wrote that down.
But then the next bit was, but it is better than the people.
Yeah, no, but I did write that down, but I can't read my own handwriting there. I'll read what it says. It says, it is butter thar tha popple.
Nice.
So, you're right, it's not good, but it is butter thar the popple.
That's an accent. I definitely win.
That's not an accent. I was literally just reading what it said.
You were trying to do an impression of Jethro.
No, it was not.
Yes, you were.
Look, you're going to win because it's your birthday. That's what happened on the very first episode.
It's what happened
on the very 52nd episode. And it's what's happened on our 2-year birthday. So the newspaper you shouldn't have bought last Sunday because it was rubbish was The Mirror, but you shouldn't have bought that more than The People. So Izzy wins.
I wonder what we should have bought.
The Times, and I'll tell you why, because Ozzy Osbourne is now their health expert.
What?
I know, it sounds mad, but I was reading the column and he's really good, actually. He lists all the things that make him qualified as a medical expert. He's taken loads of drugs. A doctor once said to him, "How are you alive?" He's died twice.
Nice.
He's survived a plane crash.
Well, that's not really a medical thing, is it?
That's still pretty impressive. Dr. What's-his-name Mark Thingy in the News of the World hasn't survived an aeroplane crash or a quad bike crash. It's just a really funny article, and I do thoroughly recommend you go and read it online.
Nice. Ozzy Osbourne on the Mail.
Dr. Ozzy in the Times, actually.
Sorry.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit us on our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can come and join us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at SiDunn or Izzy_Lawrence.
And Izzy is spelled ISZI because I'm very particular.
And it's Izzy's birthday, so happy birthday, Izzy, and we'll see you next week.
Yes. Simon bought me DVDs. He bought me Californication, which is Mulder looking cross in his pants, which is always good, and a woman's boobs, which is also good, and it's an 18, so I'm now old enough to watch it.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.